I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hello, world, and welcome back to another episode of Thanks for Coming In. I'm your host, Jillian Clare. I hope you all had a beautiful Thanksgiving with your family, and happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate. And I am getting all of my Christmas stuff done so early this year. Like, I'm literally almost done wrapping gifts already, and they're already under the tree, and the tree is up, and the Christmas decorations are up. And dear Lord, I think I need to be back on set because I'm so ahead of the game this year. It's pretty bizarre. Today on the show, we have Charlie Bushnell. You know him as Bobby on Disney Plus's Diary of a Future President. We talk about everything from what got him excited about acting to what he wants to do in the future. And it was a pleasure to talk to him. So here is my conversation with Charlie. And welcome to the show, Charlie Bushnell.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. I love Diary of a Future President. I think it is so cute. And,
thank you.
You know, it's family, yes, but it also has its own, I don't know, it's kind of like it's in its own genre almost.
Yeah. It's definitely a family show, but, you know, like, It follows all of the characters and their individual storylines, and I think there's something in it for everyone, you know. Like, I think anyone can watch this show and enjoy it and relate to it and have a good laugh, or, you know, maybe shed a tear. I don't know. But yeah, I'm just so grateful to be a part of it.
That's awesome. And you guys just had your second season come out. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any word on a third yet? Or are we still crossing our fingers?
Not yet. Still crossing our fingers. Hopefully we'll find out soon. I really hope we get a third season, because I really want to continue these stories. And I love all of the Diary people. We're definitely like a little family over there. And so I would love to do it again.
tell me a little bit about how you got the role. What was that process like for you? Because normally with big shows like this, I mean, it's a very long, a very drawn out process. There's chemistry reads, there's testing, there's all the things that go into it. So what was this process like for you? I mean, this was your first big role. Was it intimidating? Was it exciting? Like, how was it?
Yes, it was definitely all the things. Honestly, like, it was not a very long process for me. Like, I was kind of surprised, but you know, like every other audition, I got the audition in my email from my team, and I, you know, I read the sides, and I, you know, I just really connected to Bobby. Like, I don't even, you know how sometimes you just really just connect know. To some character. Yeah, I just knew, and I can't even explain it, but I just really felt connected to Bobby, and I really wanted to get this one. You know, I went to the audition and I did my thing, and you know, I didn't even think I did anything too special or anything. I just you know, I did it to the best of my ability. And then I left, and I kind of just forgot about it, just because even though I really wanted this one, but I kind of just try and, you know, forget about it after I'm done, because at that point, you know, it's not up to me. I know that I did what I could do. And from there, it's up in the air. But then, like, a week later, my manager, she calls me on the phone, and she's like, so Charlie, Gina Rodriguez has been emailing me about you, and it was a super, like, I was like, Gina, what? It was pretty surreal. And she was like, yeah, and they want you to come in and test for the role. So, and I, yeah, like, usually for people who don't know, like, it's, you know, you get like the initial audition, and then there's like the callback, and then you meet with producers, and then I think it's the test. But,
well, yeah, and sometimes you even have a chemistry read in there. Sometimes there's two or three callbacks. I mean, yeah, it could be a process that lasts for, you know, 5 months sometimes.
No, yeah, and no, my process honestly was like a couple weeks, two,
that
two,
is
three
so
weeks,
wild.
Maybe. I know. I definitely hit the jackpot. I guess I was just in the right place at the right time. But yeah, they told me that they wanted me to come test for the role. And I didn't even know what that was. Like, I was still, I had only been auditioning for like a year, I think, at that point. And then my manager, she kind of explained, you know, what to expect heading in there. And she said that there would probably be a lot of people in the room, you know, all the executives and all the producers and the creator, a lot of Pena and Gina was there. And so it was really intimidating and terrifying, but also super exciting at the same time. I went to the test, and it was the Bobbies and the Elenas. So they were like, it was like me and I think three other guys going out for Bobby. And then there were like, I think six girls there going out for Elena. And then, you know, we were kind of just waiting around, and then they called us all in individually to do our audition. And then we took like a lunch break, and I sat with Tess, who plays my sister on the show, at lunch.
Wow.
And we sat together and we were just talking. And then we came back, and then we did the chemistry reads. Then they called us both in together. And so I went in, well, they called in Tess like multiple times, and so I was like, okay, this girl, she's definitely
that's
got
the
it.
One.
Yeah. And then they called me in to go and do it with her. And we did our thing, and you know, I guess it worked out. But yeah, and then from there, it was honestly probably like less than a week later, I was at school. This was eighth grade, kind of towards the end of eighth grade. I was at lunch and I was just hanging with my friends. And then all of a sudden I see my mom just like speed walking towards me. and I'm like, what is my mom doing here? She's like, Char, we gotta get on the phone right now. And I was like, okay. And I was really confused, but then, I kind of knew what might be going on.
Yeah.
And so we went outside, or like we went around the corner. And we share our school with like this high school.
Okay.
They're not the same school, like two different schools, but like kind of on the same campus. And we were kind of like split up. So we went into like kind of like the high school campus, and I got on the phone, and it was Alana Pena, the creator of the show. And she was like,
oh my gosh.
She was like, "So Charlie, I would love for you to play Bobby." And obviously I said yes. And, it was a super surreal moment, and I could not focus for the rest of the day. and while all that was going on, there was this like couple like making out right next to us. Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was a very like strange, but good day.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I know. It's been a wild ride though so far.
That's such a great story. Like, I hope you tell that story for the rest of your life, because what a whirlwind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. It's, I still can't believe it, honestly.
Wow. Well, take me back to the start, because you haven't been acting for too long. But I know that you were always kind of interested in it. So tell me, like, what was that moment that made you say, I need to do this? I need to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So, it was actually the day this is actually kind of a sad story, but it was the day my dog Petito died. And that day I stayed home from school, because, you know, I'd had that dog since I was a little kid, and I was like really sad. And I think I was I 13? This was 2017. So I was 13. Or maybe I was about to turn 13. I can't remember. But yeah, I stayed home from school that day, and I was, you know, I just wanted to distract myself. And so I turned on Stranger Things, and I was like, okay, everyone's talking about this show. I haven't gotten around to it, so I'm gonna try it out. And I binged the whole thing that day. And I don't know what it was. Like, you know, I've seen a lot of good movies and shows in my life, but there was something about that show. I think it's because all the main kids, you know, are around my age, and and I don't know. I after watching that, I was like, that's what I want to do. And then from there, I told my parents, and they were like, oh, okay. And we, you know, we got into it, and I ordered like this book full of monologues.
Nice.
And I was just kind of memorizing like new monologues every single day, and I would film myself and just watch them back and be like, oh, that wasn't good enough. And then, you know, I'd film it again. And looking back, like, I actually watched one of those, not that long ago, and I've definitely come a long way. Like, it was a little hard to watch, but it
shows how committed you were even at the very start, which is not something that you hear a lot. I mean, it is a profession that's very difficult to get through. So the fact that you showed that commitment the second you decided you want to do it, I mean, it tells a lot about you as an actor and how you want to be better and always succeed in new ways.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, but I was like, I still am, but at the very beginning, I was definitely just super, like, it was just acting like all the time. And I would do that like every day. And then eventually I joined an acting class, and I met some really cool people, and I've had some really amazing teachers. And they've, you know, all really helped me so much, and I would not be where I am without them. They know who they are. And then from there, I just I've been auditioning, and then the diary audition came around, and And yeah.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So do you remember your very first audition? Do you remember what it was and like how that went down for you?
I do actually yes. Remember my very first audition. It was for Raven's Home, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it was for Raven's Home. And I just remember, I don't even really remember how it went or like how I did. I probably blacked out in the room because I was so terrified. But yeah, I just remember like being really excited, but so nervous and like, oh my, I just couldn't believe that I was actually about to go and do this audition for this like TV show. Yeah. And it was, I just remember being really scared. But I actually, for a while there, like I was getting a lot of callbacks for Raven's Home, and the casting directors, they even told me once, they're like, you know, we really want to get you in one of these. We want to get you one of these, Charlie, but it never happened. All good, you know?
Well, and that's, you know, that's something that happens all the time with casting directors. It's like they love your work, and it's a testament that they keep bringing you back and really want to find that. But it really comes down to, you know, being the character and having that essence and just being exactly what they need. But it's it's always so fulfilling as an actor to be told that, to hear those words of like, no, you're doing great. It's really not you. Because most of the time, it's really not us. It's everything else that goes into it.
No, yeah, it's all you can do is just, you know, put in the work, come prepared. Mm-hmm. Show up on time and, you know, just do it to the best of your ability. And from that point on, it's, I, you know, just, you kind of got to forget about it. Cause it's really not up to you. But yeah, you know, you're just, when that one does come around, like, I feel like you'll know, though.
Yeah, you always know you have that like inner gut feeling where you're like, ooh, this is mine. I can feel that this is mine in my bones.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be able to do this, and that's so cool. It's rare, but it's so cool when you get that feeling.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what it is that you want to do as an actor. You're so early in your career. You've already experienced a fantastic level of success. How do you want to translate this? How do you want to continue your career? What kind of films or TV shows do you feel in your heart that you like really need to do?
Well, I, you know, I'm, yeah, like you said, I'm still so new to this. And so, I'm kind of open to, you know, anything at the moment still, but I think I really, you know, the goal, and I feel like most actors feel like this, is just at the end of the day, like I want all my characters that I play, or, you know, hopefully play, to just be like really different from one another, you know? And I want to play a wide variety of characters.
Yeah.
But yeah, like more specifically, I think it would be really cool to be in like I'm a huge Marvel fan, so like, yes. Marvel would be really fun, a superhero. Christopher Nolan, I love all of his movies. Mm. I just rewatched Interstellar.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the other day, and it's just so good. Wes Anderson too. I mean, there's so many people that I want to work with. But yeah, like
your list.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's literally too many to count. So many people that I would love to work with, but yeah, I just want all my characters to be like something different and new and exciting, and
Well, and I hope there's definitely a lot of actors out there, and you see it more and more now, because, you know, back 20 years ago, it was unheard of for a movie star to be on a television series. Like, it just didn't happen.
Right.
Once you were a movie star, you didn't go be on, you know, ABC. It just wasn't going to be a thing that translated. But now we're really living in this time where it's kind of like the actor's world to live in, because there are no rules. Like, you have major, major movie stars on TV series all the time now, and vice versa. So it's a really special time for an actor, because the opportunities are kind of unlimited, especially because you can make your own stuff now too. You don't necessarily have to wait around for someone to hand you an opportunity when you can be out there creating your own.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think one of the coolest things that I've seen recently are actors who have been doing that more, where they're not getting stuck in one single character or a single typecast, and you see them do these like big blockbuster films, and then these really weird indie art house movies where you're like, that was left field, but love that for you. So I think it's a cool time to be able to, you know, want to do that as an actor. You don't have to do the same thing over and over and over again to get, you know, notoriety or work.
Yeah, definitely. But honestly, like, at this point, I'm still just open to anything. Like you said, like, I feel like there are definitely so many more opportunities nowadays with, I mean, so many things are being made all the time. And not just like, you know, big budget things, but like, you know, with YouTube and social media and all that, like, people, and like you said, people making their own stuff, like, there's so much content out there, and
so much,
a lot of really good content too.
It's like nearly impossible to keep up with it all.
I know. Yeah, for real. I'm excited to see where it all goes.
Okay. So I read that you started making, films with your friends when you were like 10.
Yep.
What were those films? Tell me about them. I have to know.
Man, I mean, there were, I don't even remember most of them, but I definitely went through this phase where I was just obsessed with the Rocky movies.
Yes.
Yeah, I would watch those like every day. And I really like motivated me to like, I would work out too. Like I was super into working out and stuff. And like boxing and all that stuff. But me and my friends and like my brother, we would literally just like, we would like recreate the fight scenes. And
amazing.
I have one on my phone right now. I'm not going to, maybe one day, but I think my brother, it features my brother, and I think he'd kill me if I shared that to the world. But yeah, they were like, honestly, not bad. Like the one that I have on my phone, it's really short. It's like 30 seconds, but they were super intense. Of course we had like Eye of the Tiger playing in the background.
Nice.
We had the punching noise sound effects,
mm-hmm.
Every time. And, but yeah, like I don't know. I've just created a lot of random things. This other one that I did with my friends, it was sort of like, how did it go? I think it started with like me and my friend, and we were like playing a video game.
Okay.
And then it's, I think like on the screen, we didn't even finish this because like we couldn't have, because like I didn't know how to edit or Photoshop or anything right. at that time, but the vision was that on the screen it would say like tap here to continue or something.
Okay.
But then when we tapped the screen, we got like sucked into the game.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. But it was like a creepy game. Like it was like you're basically, I don't know, I don't even remember what the game was, but basically there was a killer.
Oh, geez.
And they had this really creepy mask on, and so when we got sucked into the game, it's like there was like this
movie all of a sudden.
No, yeah, it was like definitely a horror game. And there was yeah, but I don't even remember. But yeah, my friend, he was like lying on the ground right when we got sucked in. We were like, wait, isn't that the guy that just died in the game? And we're like, what is happening? And then we like see like the killer like coming towards us with like the baseball bat or whatever we had, and we're like, run. And it was just, yeah, it was
that's
definitely
amazing.
I don't even know if I still have that, but that's just the one that came to mind right now.
I love that.
Yeah, a lot of good memories though. Sorry, my dogs.
That's okay. I have dogs too. I'm surprised that they're so quiet right now. Is that something that you want to do in the future? Is create, you know, your own films? Maybe look into writing and directing and all the things that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to write and direct my own things. I think for right now, I'm just gonna stick with the acting part of that. But just because I still have a lot to learn in that arena, but yeah, I would love to write and direct my own things. I mean, I'm in a film production class at school.
Hmm.
And I have directed like a few of my own things. They're not like super high quality things. They're just like things we shot on our iPhone.
But it's practice.
No, but it's still like, yeah, it's practice. And I'm having like a really good time in that class.
Yeah.
I'm definitely like can see myself directing things in the future. Like it's really fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. To make
That's
a long
a
story
day.
Short, yes, I would love
That's
to do
day.
That one day in
one
the future.
Day. So I know that we've already shared a couple audition stories, but I don't know if you had any other ones that you wanted to throw into the hat before I let our listeners go.
Yeah. I have a few. Definitely have a few that I would love to share. What are we thinking? Should we start with more of a? There's like the one that got away.
Ooh,
which
let's
is
do that.
Which is like, it's honestly not that interesting of a story. It's just like I did have an audition for Stranger Things this one time.
Oh man!
And that's like, you know, the show that got me into all this. And it was just like a self tape, and it was just like sides from the show already, like scenes that were already in the show.
Yeah.
So I don't even know who like the character was or anything. But when I saw that email come in, I was like, oh my God,
it's happening.
Could this be like, could this happen? But yeah, unfortunately, didn't end up happening, but it's all
so
good.
Sad.
It's all good, you know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was that one. And then, I mean, there are a few funny ones. This one time I got this audition, for this movie, Spin. It's a Disney movie. It like just came out. And, my friend Avantika, who was in season one of Diary, she's actually the main character in the movie. Mm. But in the notes in the audition, they said, please like come in prepared with a British accent. And I was like, oh, and I only had like a few days to like get this ready. So I, you know, I kind of just watched some like British shows and like, and I have a couple friends with British accents. And so I talked to them a lot. I thought I was prepared and I was feeling good about it.
Yeah.
And I went into the audition and, you know, I did a great job if the character was Australian,
because
it definitely came out Australian in the audition. I don't know what happened. Like I thought I had it down, but then I don't know. I guess I was nervous.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was interesting. And then,
I mean, it is pretty easy to fall into Australian if you're trying to do a certain British accent. Like there are some similarities where it's like all of a sudden you're just going down the wrong road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what happened there, but and then another one. I had this one print audition actually. It was like it was like for modeling, and I'm definitely not a model. Like shout out to models though, because like that is hard.
Yeah,
I don't think people realize how hard modeling actually is.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the whole experience was not it. I remember going to the place and they like called me into the room. I was like, okay. I was like, I was already kind of freaking out because I do not know how to model and I did not know what to expect going in there. But then they called in like 10 other kids at the same time. And I was like, hold up, are these kids going to watch me do my, like try and attempt to model also? And sure enough, they did. And so I was, it was horrible. And I could literally, and I got in there and it was my turn. And then they were like, yeah, so just look really, you know, give us like, look like you're laughing, but don't actually laugh. Just like look like you're laughing. And I was like, oh no. And I tried it. It was not, you know, did not turn out well. And then they were like, oh yeah, look super surprised. And they were like, oh, look scared. All the emotions.
Oh,
and I could I clearly did not do a good job because I could hear some of the other kids just like giggling while I'm doing this.
Oh no.
Yeah. I mean, I probably so would sad. Be laughing at myself too. But yeah, it was, that was an interesting experience too. There are a lot of stories.
Those are all great stories. I mean, that's kind of the fun thing about being an actor is that you really just rack up those wild stories. And then it just becomes like the fun thing that you talk about at dinner with friends where you're like, oh man, I had this happen today. You'll never believe it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much, Charlie, for coming on the show. It has been such a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm so excited to see your future and everything that you're going to accomplish. Where can people follow you on social media to keep up with all your things?
Yeah. So I'm on Instagram. You can follow me there. I primarily use that. It's at I am Charlie Bushnell. And then I'm also on Twitter. I don't really go on that much, but I don't even know if I know my username, to be honest, but if you look up Charlie Bushnell, I'll probably pop up. But yeah, that's pretty much it for social media. Thank you so much for having me, Jillian. It was great to meet you.
It was so great to talk to you. And again, I'm just so excited to see what you do next. And I will be praying for a season 3 of Diary.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks again to Charlie for coming on the show. If you haven't watched Diary of a Future President, you should definitely go do that because it is adorable and cute and fantastic. And Charlie is so fantastic in it. Tune in next week. I have Kian Talon on the show from NCIS Hawaii. And until then, you can follow us on social media. Those links are in the show notes. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it right now. And I hope you all have a great weekend. And as always, thanks for coming in.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rain Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.